This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A lot of people have been waiting for this jobs report, and it's just into us. Employers added a solid 236,000 jobs in March. It's a sign of a still resilient labor market despite those Fed rate hikes. The latest now on the Tennessee State House expelling two of three Democrats over their gun protest. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of supporters of the three facing expulsion were at the Capitol to protest the vote, which split on removing colleagues. Republican Gino Bolso says their actions can't be excused, joining protesters on the House floor after the Nashville school shooting.
Effectively conducted a mutiny.
Representative Justin Jones was voted out.
We called for you all to ban assault weapons. And you respond with an assault on democracy.
Ousted in a procedural move for serious criminal offenses. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Overseas, there are worries about this ramping up into a dangerous new phase. Israel's airstrikes in Lebanon and continued bombarding of the Gaza Strip. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
An Israeli rescue service says two women in their 20s were killed and another woman in her 40s was seriously wounded near the settlement of Hamra in the Jordan Valley, the medics add. They pulled the three unconscious women out of their car, which had apparently crashed after a Palestinian allegedly opened fire at it from a nearby vehicle. The shooting comes soon after Israeli warplanes struck what the army described as Palestinian militant targets in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Don't cut Social Security or Medicare benefits. That's the message from Americans in a new poll. Both programs are financially challenged. This is AP News. There's news about transgender athletes.
The Biden administration is proposing stopping schools and colleges across the nation from fully banning transgender athletes. It's a political counterpunch as GOP-led states try to ban trans athletes from school sports that align with their gender identities. The rule would stop any school or college getting federal funding from categorically banning trans students from sports teams consistent with their gender identity, but it's nearly certain to face challenges, and the rule would let teams create some limits for things like ensuring fairness in competition or reducing injury risks. The proposal comes as international sports governing bodies move to ban all trans athletes from track and field events and effectively ban trans women from swimming events. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.